Hello and welcome to another edition of the Travel Calumet Original Podcast. I'm your host, Rick Sense, and with me today are Jim and Jody Schumacher, who are the owners of Schumacher Shanty and Schumacher's Bait and Gun in Stockbridge, Wisconsin. Maybe we'll go right into some questions right away. We're just coming off the sturgeon season, and maybe I could start, Jim and Jody, asking you what your impressions are of this year's sturgeon season.
Well, I thought that we did great. The people came out and supported us. There was buses and stuff that came around bar to bar for some beverages and, of course, some food. Mm-hmm. We did do a lot of food over the first weekend of sturgeon spearing.
Okay.
So we had a lot of support, and we're very thankful for that.
Yeah. And, sturgeon spearing did affect somewhat of the business, but overall it was better than we expected.
Mm-hmm.
It turned out really well.
So this year we had very little ice. You had some ice here, I'm assuming, but not a whole lot, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What would be this year compared to a typical year? How many people would you see out there on the lake with the shanties and things like that?
Well, there's anywhere from 5 to 10,000 out there during a good season.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I didn't even purchase live bait for the shop because the volume wasn't there. People weren't going. So it affected it some.
There's a couple people here and there that went out ice fishing, but
not enough.
But you're still a destination, so though there's no ice, people are still coming.
Right.
So that's a real testament to what you guys do.
Mm-hmm.
Let's maybe talk about why people come here. I know you mentioned that the people stop by for drinks, but the food. You want to maybe just talk through some of the food that
definitely.
You serve?
Yeah.
Well, we make fresh, made-to-order pizzas. We have three different sizes, which a lot of people like, because because we have the personal size, and we have 12, 14, and 16-inch. And we also offer a gluten-free crust and a gluten-free cauliflower crust.
But that's in 12-inch only.
In 12-inch only.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can build your pizza, or you can order one of our specialty pizzas. We also make specialty sandwiches and wraps. Nothing is made ahead of time. It's all made to order.
Yeah. Everything is fresh ingredients.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mushrooms, everything. The appetizers are unique because they're either baked or air-fried. Nothing is deep-fried.
Okay.
So those are, and they're very good, the ones we've tried. But that's mostly because they came out with a lot more new product for air fryers, so it's becoming a thing.
We pride ourselves in using all fresh produce. Also, all of our sauces, condiments do not contain any high fructose corn syrup.
Yep.
We also use only 100% real Wisconsin cheese for all of our sandwiches and all of our pizzas.
Nice. So we have no American processed cheese. It's just all real stuff.
The real stuff, okay.
Yeah. And as far as drinks go, a couple of the favorites, we make our old fashions from scratch, muddled. The Bloody Marys, people order them all week long, not just on Sundays or morning, noon, and
I
night.
Make the mix for
she
that.
She makes the mix. It's her own. Some people say she should market it, but I don't know. That's more work. but they do love it. So those are a few specialty drinks that we do.
Oh, they come for the bartender camaraderie, too.
Yeah. And the atmosphere. I think we have a very warm atmosphere here.
Okay.
It's comfortable. People look at the building and then they're like, wow, I didn't expect this when I walked in the door.
We get that a lot.
Yeah, and for listeners, just so they understand what we're talking about, We're in the bar restaurant area right now, and it's beautiful timbered chairs, a lot of wood everywhere. You've got wainscoting up halfway to the wall. You've got an entrance, main entrance that has about 10-foot tall bear.
Well, about 6'5".
6'5".
613 pounds.
He's just up on the stage.
He's on the stage, and he looks really, really impressive. But he's very close to Wisconsin because he's wearing a cheese hat.
Yeah.
So just so everybody's aware of the cheese hat there that he's got on. And then there's a stage, I'm assuming, for live music over here on the other side of the door. And then we walked by an area. Is that kind of like a banquet area for folks to use? You want to maybe talk about that?
Sure.
We book parties over there for anything from showers to birthdays to anniversaries. We've also had probably about 4 weddings here over the 12 years that we've been here.
Okay.
We will close down the whole bar for that. And then open up the whole place for weddings. And actually, for weddings, we allow them to have food catered in.
Okay.
So.
And speaking of events, we do this, well, probably be twice a year, but we do it
once
a year.
We only once
now. But we have a pizza and beer pairing where Wisconsin Distributors picks out the beers to go with the flavors of our pizza.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So for one price, you get to try six different beers plus a seventh surprise. And the same thing with the pizzas. You get to try all our pizzas.
Every single pizza we have.
Yep. And those will, that event will be posted on Facebook whenever.
Generally, what time of year is that?
It's always during the winter sometime. It's usually an off week from football.
Okay.
So, you know, when people don't really have anything to do. It's a Sunday, and it lasts for 2 to 3 hours, and we only sell 40 tickets for it.
Okay. Yep. And then do you do anything like for opening weekend of fishing season or anything, or the hunting season? What kind of things do you have, an activity do you have going on around here then?
Logan Spicer played here before already,
yeah.
So sometimes there's live music, depending upon the year. What it was going to be this year, we didn't have any because it was such a slow year. Mm-hmm. But if it's going to be busy, we'll do some live music, or, you know, basically it's just people are just really attracted to our food and just the warmth of the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned before, too, that buses. Mm-hmm. Swing by. Can you maybe talk us through some of the bus experience?
We will have bachelor parties stopped on buses, bachelorette parties, birthday parties. Hilbert has that trolley that's stopped here a number of times with parties and stuff.
Yep.
Usually we get notified ahead of time that that's going to happen so we can kind of be prepared. But that doesn't always happen.
You can handle a motor coach pulling up, is what I'm hearing you say.
We do.
You
can throw anything at us, and we've got it. We've done
always
it all.
Always made it. I call her the food ninja sometimes, the way she puts food out in the kitchen. You know, it's amazing.
Typically one person working in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Because
of
the, you know, problems finding staffing and stuff. So.
Well, maybe I could just ask a couple of historical questions. First of all, how long have you owned the facility, and can you maybe tell us how you got to this point where you decided to be in Stockbridge doing what you're doing here?
Well, we've owned it since, actually, we signed the papers to buy the building February 6th of 2012.
Yep, so we've been here 12 years.
12 years.
Okay.
We opened April 2nd of 2012, so we're, we were both working somewhere else. We worked at Tecumseh. That's where we met. We worked at Tecumseh. I worked there 20 years. He worked there. Jim worked there 13 years. And as most people know, Tecumseh closed the doors, and we stayed there until then. And then I had the opportunity to go to school after that and went to Moraine Park and got an associate degree in criminal justice, whereas Jim went on to work at MB in New Holstein. And then... I ended up working in dispatch at the Calumet County Sheriff's Department for 2.5 years. During that time, we were entertaining the idea of opening our own business. We drove past this several times. We didn't usually come through Stockbridge very often then. We drove through several times. We thought we saw this big for sale sign always in the window in front. And I'm like, boy, that's a really big building. Boy, that's been for sale for a long time. Never thinking we were ever going to actually stop and look at it sometime, and we did, and the rest is history.
Yeah.
Because we walked in the door when Jerry Thiel showed us this place, and all of a sudden Jim and I are do-it-yourselfers, and we have all of a sudden the wheels are turning, and we have all these ideas of what we want to do, and it was a dream of ours, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
A lot of work.
It's a beautiful brick building. For those listeners that maybe have driven through Stockbridge, you'll recognize it immediately if you're coming from the north and heading south, because there is a large mural on the north-facing wall of the building. And it's of the leaders, the early leaders, founders of Stockbridge. Do people come in and talk about that, comment on the mural, What kind of reactions do you hear about the mural?
Yeah, there's people I'll be driving through, and they'll ask right away, you know, hey, how much did you pay for that mural, first of all? But a lot of it was as a historical society. And a guy that I knew for years, but he's an art professor down in Milwaukee, and that's actually how they do their teaching, whatever. And so we basically donated a wall.
Okay.
And, you know, but
and he
said
James Brainy got grants. He was able to get grants to do it.
Yeah.
And then they at the same time they did the one in Chilton.
And it has people. Haymowers are up there who owned it when it was grocery store for the longest time. That's what everybody knows it as. They're like, oh, this is the old grocery store.
Mm-hmm. You
know? It was that for a long time. They have a painting up there of the riverboat that used to come across with coal. And they used to bring coal from the harbor to their homes. Electa Quinney is up there. She was the first
school teacher?
Yep, first public school teacher.
In Wisconsin, in Wisconsin. I believe.
She is up there. And then there's a few others. Then there's the Muncie Nation, Stockbridge Indian. They're up there.
If anybody has any questions, though, there is a legend on the outside as well as in here posted.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a draw, and it's a nice testament. It really grounds the building in the history of the community, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So I walk in on a Friday night, 6:30, 7 o'clock at night. What am I going to walk into? What kind of atmosphere am I going to walk into on a Friday night?
Smiling faces. Hungry people, happy people. Just everybody.
And especially
seems
being
to
a Friday night, that's the end of most people's work week, the beginning of our, you know, busy.
Right.
Weekend.
And no matter where you're from, you're welcome. It's not like you don't have to be from the village. You don't have to be from close by. Because there's people in here that are from the village and they're like, where did those people, who are those people? Where'd they come from? Oh, they're from Kiel. Oh, I've never seen them before. So it's kind of a neat thing. So a lot of people meet people here that they never met before. That's got to be a unique thing. I like that.
So Schumacher Shanty is closer than you think to lots of places around here.
Yeah.
You know?
There's been a lot of people we met through here. Oh, like friends of ours that we have down in Alabama
met
now.
So you many
know,
people.
People that we know from Green Bay, from all over. Mm-hmm. It's just been a very good experience.
And it's not just meeting them. It's seeing them again and again.
Yep. Yeah.
You know. And creating friendships and
ending up
vacationing with some of these people. And
it's been a really good experience.
Yep.
So there's a bait and gun shop as well.
Yes.
And maybe if you could describe, because we're in the restaurant and I see no hint of the bait and gun shop.
Correct.
So where is it compared to
the
restaurant? The
bait and gun shop is on the west entrance of the building. It's divided from the bar restaurant, of course, because you can't have firearms in the bar. So there is a division, but you cannot have alcohol back there. So if they go back to look, it's without alcohol. But it's just right on the west side of the building. It's a small little shop. It's got a 24-hour bait area where they have it on the honor system. They can get it morning, noon, or night. Doesn't matter. And that seems to work really well. I've had no problem with that.
Very good luck with that.
Yeah, and it's just... I don't know, one kind of feeds the other and back and forth. And, you know, they come get something to eat and, hey, can I go look at some lures? And then they come out, can I buy these, you know? So it works out really
well. That's probably the biggest thing that we did notice this winter with there not being very good ice, so the ice fishermen aren't out there. Whereas they used to go out there ice fishing, come here for lunch or dinner or whatever, and we didn't get to see a whole lot of that this year.
Yeah.
So. And so if I'm just deciding I want to go fish, what do I need to bring? I bring my pole, and I'm pretty much good to go.
You bring your pole, and from there, if you need any information along the lakeshore, I'd be more than happy to tell you what's going on, you know, what people are catching. If you can believe fishermen, because none of them lie, they'll tell the truth. Well, that's my information. I get it from the fishermen, and I pass it on to the other fishermen.
Right.
So,
well, you know, it's interesting, because, you know, Calumet County, if somebody says they've caught a fish that's 50 inches long, you kind of have to believe them around here.
Well, sure.
I mean, and not everybody can, you know, really be doing that in other parts of the state. So, during the gun season for deer hunting, do you
gun
have a lot
season?
Of activity, people coming in?
Yep, that's full. I do put scopes on guns. You know, I can accessorize them, whatever they need. Mm-hmm. I do ask them a lot that they come in September. August would be great. September, October. But the night before deer hunting, it's kind of hard to get everything and everybody at one time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like that. But it is full service. Back I can take care of all their needs as far as the firearms. The only thing I do not do is gunsmiths, because I don't have the machining, but I can add accessories and such like that.
Okay.
So, but another thing that I think is pretty nice too is in the front of our building, This goes back to the restaurant, but we have outside seating,
okay,
which people enjoy during the summer months.
It might even be in February this year, huh?
Yeah,
yeah, it might even be in February. But they can bring their pups out on, okay, the deck. They're more than welcome.
So you're very
pet
friendly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very pet friendly here. So, yeah, so I just want that to be noted. Yeah, other than that, just open arms. Welcome to everybody.
So if you were to encourage people to come visit and end the day with you, what would you tell them to do during the day before they would stop in and have an old-fashioned or some pizza? What things would you encourage them to do around the county or around Stockbridge?
Oh, we have some interesting little boutiques here, little specialty stores and stuff.
There's Brave Girl Boutique.
The Brave Girl Boutique.
Wild Chicory.
Wild Chicory.
Our parks, High Cliff, County Park, beautiful. Columbia's in Fond du Lac. Calumet County Park and High Cliff, those are some of the nicest parks. People always, you know, where are you going today? And they'll tell me, oh, we're going hiking up at Calumet County Park. I'm like, well, did you ever think maybe even going a little further, go to High Cliff? Oh, no, what's that? You know, and you tell them. So there's a lot to do. There's a lot of neat
along
events.
The lake shore, yeah.
Do you have a lot of bikers stop in?
We do.
As a meeting spot? Yeah. Motorcycle and bicycle?
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, yeah. Because Lakeshore Road down there, that's a main biking trail, I guess.
Yeah, pedal bikes,
yep. We are in probably about five or six different called Poker Run books for the summer for motorcycles. You don't actually have to have a motorcycle. You can have a car to do the poker runs, too. But
one group's even as far as from Milwaukee. Germantown,
yeah.
Down there.
And they ask us to get in their books. You know, we don't ask them. They ask us. So that's kind of nice that they...
Yeah, they enjoy
the Wolf River chapter is a little bit further away, too. So.
Yep. Yeah, Neon Hill Mob's out of Manitowoc. They come. There's just,
In Calumet County, A-Bait.
Yes, A-Bait of Calumet County.
So if a family reached out to you and said, hey, we want to have a family reunion, we want to have it in Stockbridge, we want to have pizza, how many people of a family could you handle on a given night here for that type of an event?
Well, if they were going to have dependent on, I suppose, how many people. If it was, let's say 150, 100 to 150, we would close down the whole place for them.
To the public.
So you can handle a large function, no problem.
Yeah, sure. Yep. Yeah, like the weddings that we've done.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Is there any last thing that you want people to know about the shanty before we wrap up here?
Also, to go along with the bait and gun shop, as well as the bar, we are DNR agents, so you can come here and buy your sports licensing, and also you can renew registrations for ATVs, UTVs, boats, snowmobiles.
Okay. I see you even have apparel for sale.
We do. Yeah.
Our hoodies.
We have t-shirts and hoodies.
And bar ones.
They're very cool. There's an orange camouflage softball-style shirt, folks, if you're interested, and it's a nice black with a nice orange and some very neon bright-colored t-shirts and tie-dye and the hoodies, and it's pretty cool, and it promotes the restaurant, and it also promotes the sturgeon season that we just came through. So if you wanted to check some of that out, stop in and have yourself a beer, have some pizza, and leave with a hoodie. So all right, well, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate you being on the program, and
thanks for having
thank
us.
You
and again, for listeners out there, I would encourage you to swing by, stop in. It's a real great place to be. Meet some new friends and have some great food. Take care.